conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
Right, it's I think it's a impactful day, if I can call it that, with regard to the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial. We have with us Pearl Magubane. Let's get to her, who's Pearl, of course, is the SABC News reporter. Appreciate your time, Pearl. Hi. Pearl, do I have you there? I'm just trying to see if I can connect with Pearl Magubane. Pearl, hi.
Good afternoon, Ashraf.
Yes,
to the listeners.
Certainly, Kenya, you're right. I understand that there's been some dramatic developments today, and best we hear it from you.
Yes, today has been quite an eventful day with advocate Thulani Ngomezulu interrogating Sergeant Mohola on the stand. You know, one of the things he alleges is that none of the people that are in court right now were responsible for the murder of Senzo Meyiwa, and alleges that Longwe Twala, who was there in the house, who happens to be a boyfriend at the time of Zandile Khumalo, Kilikima's sister, is the one that fired a shot that killed Meyiwa. He also alleges that, you know, there was some sort of fight between Zandi and Longwe, and the gun accidentally went off. Well, this is not evidence that is before court or that the state has laid. Ngomezulu says this is the base of the defense's case, and they've got witnesses that they're going to call and that would come and talk about what allegedly transpired that fateful night. He's also accused the investigating team of covering up and saying that everything here is a cover-up. They cooked the evidence, you know, much to the irritation of investigating officer Mohola, saying that she feels very insulted by those comments as they've worked hard and they have it. Based on the investigations, they have the right people that allegedly murdered Senzo Meyiwa.
Hmm. How was this received? I mean, clearly, I mean, I know the court doesn't pronounce on it, but, you know, there's a sense of audience in the court reaction. How was this received?
I mean, when the name of Longwe Twala was mentioned, you know, there were slight oohs and giggles and people turning to each other just to say, did we hear correctly? Even the judge made a slight giggle and sigh, saying that, you know, this is not evidence before court. Why don't we know this? How the state objected to the mentioning of such evidence, saying that, you know, there's no basis to it or nothing that would back it up. But the defense remains adamant that they do have witnesses, strong witnesses at that, that would come to attest to this. They also, you know, mentioned the name of Sifiso Meyiwa, who happens to be the brother of Senzo Meyiwa, who also, a statement from him was read, despite the fact that we could not see the name of the commissioning officer on the copy. But the defense says they're going to make an original copy that has that commissioning officer, and they need to be subpoenaed. Now, that statement now mentions a conversation that allegedly happened between Sifiso Meyiwa and the Orlando Pirates chairperson, Irvin Khoza, who claims that, according to the statement, Khoza said that to Sifiso, the person responsible for the death of Meyiwa was inside the house. There is no story of a robbery gone wrong or intruders that entered the house. However, the state got up, you know, objecting to the thing that Irvin Khoza has issued a statement with that regards, refuting the claims and distancing himself from that statement. And that statement has been furnished to the defense. Mm. So they don't know why the defense would bring it up in the open trial.
I mean, one could even say, why would Irvin Khoza issue this statement if he was nowhere near the house? It's like you and I issuing statements about we know certain things did not happen when we were like 1,000 kilometers away from it. We don't know because we don't know, isn't it?
Well, because there were rumors, a couple of rumors that went around before this matter came before court, and a couple of people were interviewed and witness statements and several statements were made. Well, these allegations were rumors that were flying around for the longest time as to who actually killed Senzo Meyiwa before these five suspects were brought into court. And his name came up in one of the conversations saying that he called the family. There was another a last phone call from one of the people inside the house, being Dumelo Madlala, who made a phone call to the wife of Senzo Meyiwa, Mandisa Mkhize, and other people that were in KZN, her family, alleging that, you know, this again went off accidentally because Longwe and Zandi were fighting. So I guess because so much has happened throughout, the two dockets that are at play now, we do know that there's a certain docket that the state didn't go with that contains certain names, such as that the information on Longwe is contained in the second document. This statement mentioning Irvin Khoza's name is in the second document that is not part of the state's case.
Okay, and just in 30 seconds, I mean, so now a name has been mentioned. Yes, the judge suggested, well, why was it not brought up as part of defense before, but now it has. What needs to happen next, certainly from the defense point of view, now that we have this name, Longwe Twala?
Well, the defense says that if they have to subpoena him, then they will do that. And they also plan to subpoena Kelly Khumalo. And if there's a need arises also, they can subpoena Irvin Khoza as well to respond to that statement. So they believe that there are names on the state's list that are not going to be called by the state. The state did confirm that Longwe Twala was part of the witness list. Kelly Khumalo was part of that list, but they've opted not to call them. They have their own reasons. We do know that they've been in conversations with investigating officers throughout. And whether when we have questions or not of all these other names, but the state has always maintained that they have a plan on what they're going to do post this trial based on the names that have emerged in court.
Always have a plan is what they all say. Thanks for your time, Pearl Magubane, and I'm sure we will talk to you again more than likely tomorrow. I'm sure of that, Pearl Magubane, SABC News reporter.